It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
As of last night at 11:59pm, Auckland went into Step 2 of Alert Level 3. Some of these changes in Step 2 include retail stores being able to now open, as well as people being able to have gatherings as big as 25 people. As well as this, Tourism Minister Stuart Nash announced the Events Transition Support Scheme yesterday. This scheme allows the government to cover 90% of unrecoverable costs for paid ticketed events with audiences of more than 5,000 vaccinated people, if organisers are forced to cancel or postpone due to COVID-19 public health measures. While many festival organisers were very happy to learn of this scheme, many of them organise events with fewer than 5,000 people and are upset that they have not been included in the scheme. So this morning, I spoke with Brooke about these two changes made in Auckland yesterday and began by asking her if she was happy with this move to step 2 of level 3.
Oh, look, I think for a lot of Auckland businesses, they'll be so happy to hear that they potentially could finally open. And I'm really pleased for the retail businesses that will be opening their doors and hoping that clientele will be coming through. But there's still a lot of uncertainty for all Auckland businesses. And I just point to an example. So we're currently allowing now malls, shopping malls in Auckland to open, but not if you're a restaurant within it. And I just point to Albany Mall. And I know it's been a while since I was there, but they have a restaurant that has an outdoor dining area. Now, the government has said that it's okay to meet up with people outside in groups of 25, and now it's opened that up. So it's not just two households, it's more than that. What is the difference between people being able to have a picnic in a park in an outdoor area and being able to open your restaurant in an outdoor seated environment? The rules are still extremely unclear. And Newmarket, if you just take that shopping mall district, was down 16 million last week alone. Now, I hope that things do pick up for all of the businesses under Alert Level 3, Step 2, but there is a long way for us to go.
Retail NZ launched a declaration on violence and antisocial behaviour this week to help make sure their employees and contractors have safe working conditions. Do you think this will help with additional pressure on retail workers to encourage customers to follow COVID rules?
Oh, look, I haven't seen that particular petition, but I assume it's talking not just about antisocial behaviour in general, but around COVID. And I think one thing that the government should have made clearer from the outset is how businesses can set rules for themselves to be open and to be safe rather than to be essential. And now that they've changed the rules again, I think you are going to see people who are feeling frustrated. You know, there are a lot of people who are feeling a huge amount of anxiety and frustration for not being able to enter the stores that they want to. And I think the government should have been very clear about what the rules are, by what deadline, so people have hope and certainty that they can look forward to, because I certainly understand that there will be a lot of people feeling the frustration and taking that out on unfortunate members of staff in retail environments.
Do you think it's fair that retail workers have these additional COVID rules to enforce?
I think what the government needed to do is make it very clear about the obligations of retail workers and retail businesses far earlier. I mean, even if you just take away the specific aspect of who is supposed to be involved in, you know, making sure that somebody has a vaccine passport or is able to actually enter your store, a lot of businesses still don't know whether they can actually reopen this month or next month or over the summer. Everybody is still extremely unclear about what the vaccine certificate system will look like and how it's supposed to operate.
But do you think if a retail store does choose to enforce more rules to try and keep their store safe, maybe it's a smaller store, maybe it can't have four people in the store, for example, and be social distance, so they move it down to 2. Do you think that's fair that they make that decision for themselves?
I think the government from the get-go should have been far more clear about what businesses are allowed to operate. And ACT was saying for months that it should be businesses that can open safely due to how they view their own risk assessments should be able to open, rather than what is deemed an essential business. But going forward, I think the government still needs to be very clear about what sort of businesses can open. And I'll just take you to a point, you know, the plight of the poor physios that I picked up a few months ago. Now, physiotherapists were not deemed to be an essential service. And thankfully, we have made sure that they're now part of the alert level system, because the government completely overlooked them in the alert level changes. So now people who do need desperate physio, people who need rehabilitation post-surgery, people who have arthritis and they need to see the podiatrist, these people can get seen to. But the government is currently overlooking a whole range of industries because they're being so top down heavy. They should have allowed businesses more control over their own assessment, assessing their own risk to their staff and clientele, rather than having it being mandated from the government.
Now let's talk about the events trading support scheme. In your opinion, should the scheme have been expanded to events that consist of less than 5,000 people?
Yeah, I mean, for months the government has been saying, the ACT Party has been saying that the government needs to take a role here and step in, because the events industry has been through a dire situation of uncertainty, and it takes a lot of money, a lot of time, effort to put an event on. And unfortunately, with uncertainty, it's been so hard for these events to know whether they can go ahead, not only just for the summer, but for next year, whether they'll have the funds to do so. Now, the government has now finally said, 2.5 months after ACT proposed the idea, that they should allow for an insurance fund. And the difficulty that we have is that the government has only opened this fund up to events that will hold more than 5,000 people. That's not a lot of events. There are a lot of other large community events that might be in the hundreds or small thousands of people. And it seems unfair, and we're not 100% certain why the government has made such an arbitrary decision. Now, what have they based their analysis on that an event that hosts more than 5,000 people should be given government assistance and one that's smaller shouldn't? We need to make sure that there is certainty for events, that if the government comes through and says that an event can't go ahead, that they are supported, and people know that if you're a contractor or a supplier to an event, that you will get paid.
Because 12 to 19-year-olds were technically the last group to be able to access the vaccine and is still slightly behind other age groups in some DHB regions, do you think this scheme will encourage more teenagers to get vaccinated, as many of these festivals are targeted to them?
I think certainly if events are targeted to younger people and younger people know that the only way that they're going to get to them is to have a vaccine, I think that will be an incentive for people who do want to go to festivals to go out and get a vaccine. But I think we're seeing from the younger age group a lot of understanding that getting a vaccine keeps communities and families safe. And I think in particular, some of our younger members I've seen have actually been extremely willing to go out there and get the vaccine, even though they are the latest to go and get them.
If these festivals do go ahead and do not cancel, do you think this will be positive for our local economy?
I think it would be hugely positive for people to feel like there is something to hope for, that summer doesn't feel like it's going to be cancelled. But I make the point that putting on an event is not an easy task. There are months of work that go into it. And so making the call just this week that there will be an events fund might not actually give a lot of events time to get prepared for summer. Because not only is it the organisers, but it's all the contractors, all of the other people, all the workers and staff that need to get involved and have those plans for certain that they will be working at a certain date over summer. I don't think there will be a huge amount of ones in areas that have been under lockdowns that will feel that certainty of knowing that they could get up and running. And that's why ACT said that we should have put this forward at least 2 months ago to give certainty for planning. But I'm very glad that the government has come on board now so that people hopefully have something to look forward to for summer.
That was ACT Party's Brooke Van Velden talking about the Alert Level 3 Step 2 shift and the Advanced Transition Support Scheme.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.